Just for the record, if it was 100 million or whatever y'all said yesterday, I watch your show.
DeChambeau, Bubba, Brooks, these dudes being offered hundreds of millions of dollars. In my eyes, I'm like, you got to take that.
If it was 100 plus million, I wouldn't even have read the contract. I would have signed that thing so fast. So it wasn't even near 100 million.
Were all of those numbers gassed up a little bit, you think?
Well, the internet's not always true.
What?
Yeah.
Volcanic eruption of what? From the NBA when Shams Charania would put out a tweet saying that Luka Doncic has got his fat ass, if you listen to Late Dallas Mavericks, we're talking about it, shipped to Los Angeles for Anthony Davis. Shams Charania comes into ESPN and he had haters behind the scenes who didn't think he was the guy who was supposed to be the senior insider. And drops a big old, suck it, 91 million views on this tweet alone at this point. You're talking about maybe the biggest trade in the history of sports.
I had up to 300 unread messages. I kept getting call after call after call. I swear my phone malfunctioned because I had to start FaceTimes off my Mac. The Mavericks are really the ones that initiated this conversation, that made this formal offer. Last week, I was hearing some stuff around the Mavericks and the Lakers that they might be discussing a player in a trade. That might have been the greatest smokescreen ever, because clearly it wasn't that player. It was something way bigger. This is one of the biggest trades in pro sports. This is the biggest trade, most shocking trade in NBA history.
They told a story about Pat Riley fucking with your cookie.
Yes.
Is that a real story?
It's a true story.
It wasn't like Riles was on the plane and I was about to get my cookies and Riles snatched them out of my hand.
There was a time where everyone knows I fucking love chocolate chip cookies.
The plane that we were getting on, the ladies on the plane were making chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, so they knew, man.
They were making them and bringing them. We had the same ladies all the time. Every time they knew I love chocolate chip cookies, so they would get on and I would, hey.
Soft.
With a little crispy edge.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
And I would get on and they already knew. They'd bring me two cookies and I'll get the gambling with the guys and I got my cookies and we good. And then one flight I got on, I looked at them and they looked at me and I'm like, that look didn't look familiar. I was like, it was like, no, we're not allowed to, no more cookies on these flights.
What?
And we all know where it came from. Looked at D-Wade looked at me without even saying, he was like, fucking Riles done it again. Riles strikes again. I was like, damn.
Hi, how's it feel in front of those Volunteers fans down there?
They can act like they're happy with a field goal, Pat, but I think they know field goals ain't gonna cut it. There are a couple people up here with that smoky orange face paint on that are feeling like real assholes right now at this point.